back to the 1970 level, you know, as far as support from the state to the, for the general appropriation. Some of the things that we've done and basically have factored into the 2012 effort, the budget, is our actions on HR, on personnel, basically working on attrition management here at the university. We have been through a number of other things that we're just down in headcount. We might be down as much as 1,000 bodies across the university over the last couple of years, as far as that as that's concerned. Good, you know, there's been a program here at Urbana that's been in place. We have certainly worked hard on basically not spending in the areas of non-personnel areas, basically holding off on our IT replacement as best we can, and other non-essential equipment purchases, holding off and just trying to not spend. And of course, we've had the efforts that through ARR, IT efforts for savings, and a number of administrative streamlining efforts that the president's already commented on that they're working through the budget. We take a look at the budget itself. We're going to be up. The overall budget's going to be up 5%. It's going to be up. We're going to hit the $5,011,000,000 mark for the 2012 budget in total. That's up $249.7 million, or 5.2% over the prior year's budget. If you take and break down the budget into its big pieces, the unrestricted portion of the budget is going to be up $109.8 million, or 5.9%. This is, when I say the unrestricted, this is really the instructional or the educational portion of the budget, so it's going to be up 5.9%. The restricted portion of the budget, this is where we house everything from research and auxiliaries and our hospital and our MSP, our medical service plan, it's going to be up $139.9 million. And that would be up about 4.8% overall. The big pieces to that restricted increase, of course, payments on behalf is almost half of it. Payments on behalf, again, that's going to be up 9.7%. Payments on behalf are the payments, the cost of health care and pensions that are paid for by the state of Illinois for the benefit of the employer share of those benefits for university employees.
Well, if you're down 1,000 employees, how come that number's going up?
It's an incremental. It's based on an incremental revenue picture, you know, for the unrestricted portion, for the educational portion, and again, it's really coming from tuition. Of course, we have the we are accommodating the increase in the salary program from the merit program. The big piece that's driving that that unrestricted budget is tuition. The tuition piece is going to be up $96.5 million. $96.5 million is coming from half of that, about $53 million of that is coming from the actions of the March meeting, where we basically put together a tuition increase, and also with that is the rollover of the sophomores, juniors, and seniors that come forth for that. Another $28 million of that increase is coming from the graduate programs and professional programs that we have at the university, and the cost recovery programs that we have at the university. And we also have the increase in the library and IT fees that were passed, approved by the board back in January, and in March are also in that number. The purposes of the rest of that increase in the unrestricted portion, one of the big pieces is coming from our institutional funds, $36.2 million. Institutional funds include our indirect cost recoveries that we have from our research programs, and that is the substantial portion of the increase of that 36. Is about $29 million of that is coming from that, and that's basically off of the success of our research, which we'll comment upon in a few seconds with the restricted funds. The other pieces to our institutional funds are royalties, they'll be up about $5 million, and our administrative allowances, which are basically charges that we have against primarily our auxiliary operations, and that's going to be up about $3 million for that piece. Going the other way, we had the state survey transfer. We lost that $16 million, we're basically, that's not there right now. That's going the other way. And we had the reduction in the general revenue fund appropriation of $7.1 million. The difference between the $7.1 million and the $8 million I showed in the previous slide, It's coming from, there's some about $4 million of other special appropriations for the university, including the Fire Institute. And we actually got about a $900,000 increase in the Fire Institute amount. The sponsored research, we go to the restricted side, the rest of that, the restricted pieces that increased, we're looking at the sponsored research increasing $39.8 million. Again, this is our grants and contracts, primarily federal grants and contracts for the university. This is a result of the trail out of the ERA grants that we had from the ERA grants, as well as the continued success of our faculty in bringing in research projects and bringing in grants and contracts. Smaller pieces to the increase in the restricted funds are gift and endowment income, $4.1 million. The major portion of that, it's about $146 million in total. But what's that is primarily that this is money from the foundation. This basically, most of it's the payout from the foundation on a consistent basis with last year, an expected payout from the foundation in support of the university. The last piece that mentioned of is the hospital and the medical service plans, the docs up in Chicago, primarily increasing $6.9 million. That is consistent with the growth that's expected in the continued performance of the hospital and the medical service plan. If we look at the pieces to the budget, just in a pie chart, very, very simply, on the left side we have where the money goes, comes from, where the money dollars go to. Looking at this pie chart, the blue represents the unrestricted pieces. The big pieces, again, being payments on behalf of $793 million, the state appropriation $694 million. In institutional funds of $326 million, making up that unrestricted total of $1,959,000. And the red is the restricted portion. Of course, the biggest pieces, auxiliaries at $619 million, payments on behalf that we talked about, $793 million, almost at the $800 million mark there, and grants and contracts and gifts of $914 million. Lesser amounts are the MSP and the hospital at $692 million, and the AFMA, which is the deferred maintenance money that we collect from a fee, you know, that is approved by the board, and that's $34 million. Add up those pieces, that's the $3 billion restricted portion of the budget. So a total budget, again, being proposed for the board of $5.011 billion. Just to give you some historical perspective on the budget, again, up 5.2% in total on the total operating budget. Here are the key drivers over the last 6 years of that budget. Pretty much a situation with we separate out the pension, the payments on behalf have doubled over the last 6 years, going from $389 million to $793 million. Again, that's really the situation, again, the payment by the state for our benefits. The next biggest driver is in the restricted funds. That's up 45% from $1,720 up to $2,258. That's up exclusive of the payments on behalf. Up 31%. Again, you can see the pop really is occurring in 10, 11, and 12. That's really the research pop coming from the ERA dollars that are coming into. To the university, and in the unrestricted portion, essentially about a 25% increase overall in the unrestricted portion, and again, that increase primarily driven by the income fund by tuition. If you break down and look at the unrestricted portions, not to dwell on this too long, but the total is a 25% increase over the last 6 years in the unrestricted funds. Again, tuition has increased 74% in 6 years. Keep in mind also that, as we've talked about before, we have 10,000 more in the same period in the last. We have 10,000 more students at the university. But in the other way, is the appropriation is actually down 2.8% in nominal dollars, and for, you know, for